Patty's Pub presents the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1 The Eagle, kicking things off with Psycho from Dead Horse Trauma. And in the studio, very fittingly, the band themselves, Dead Horse Trauma. What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, all right. Let's start with a few introductions. We'll start here with you, Brian.
Hi, my name's Brian. I'm the bassist for Dead Horse Trauma.
Eric, vocals.
Seth, and I wish you all could see us.
We look awesome.
My name's Garrett. I play drums.
I'm Jason. I play guitar.
You guys do look awesome. You're all matching the, you got the bandanas.
We dress up for radio.
American flag bandanas. Good stuff.
We knew we were going to be on the Eagle. So
we came prepared.
To explain, it's a bald eagle with a mullet and it says America.
With aviators on, with the reflection of America.
On 92.1, the Eagle.
Yeah, you cannot get much more America than those shirts right there.
That's right.
Absolutely. So you got the Barrels of Laugh tour kicking off.
Yes.
Kicking off today.
It's with our friends Lydia Can't Breathe for the rest of the shows. This one, they have another show in Cheers. We're meeting up with them. But yeah, we're looking at having a lot of fun this tour.
Awesome. Now, Lydia Can't Breathe, they're out of Florida?
Central Florida.
Central Florida. Okay. And they're going to be with you the whole time, right?
Yeah.
And then tonight you got some more local acts. Who's with you tonight?
Ugly.
And Eli Dykstra.
Eli rocks.
Eli does rock, man. We've had him on the show before, and it's a blast. That dude is so talented.
Yeah.
So wicked talented. You're taking him on the first three shows?
Yeah, he is on the first three shows, yeah.
Des Moines and Biggs.
He's celebrating his 16th birthday. So we're pretty excited to watch him grow, see where he's coming from. He gets a longer set, I think, or a half hour both nights, so
awesome.
We get to see a lot more than we've been seeing of him.
Yeah. When did you guys first meet him?
2 years ago. I was just looking at the LocoFest poster, and he was on that with us, and we met him in Sioux Falls. He was handing out flyers for LocoFest at one of our shows. And yeah, that was the first time we met him and his dad. And yeah, we've kind of taken him under our wing ever since.
Yeah.
Wing.
We're on the Eagle.
Sinister Theory is also playing with us tonight.
Awesome, Sinister. Awesome. Yeah, they're another local band, I believe. Cool. Very close to here. So,
all right.
Eli Dykstra tonight with you. This Laugh Tour, Barrels of Laugh Tour. How'd you come up with that name? Somebody just messing around and
just on the tour. Basically, we have a lot of fun. This ends up being one of our funnest lineups to, you know, people to tour with is our friends in Lydia. So we pretty much called it Barrels of Laugh Tour because that's what we're going to be doing until our face hurts every night.
Laughing.
Parking lot parties.
I'd say there's always mischief when it's Lydia Can't Breathe.
We're getting a lot of trouble.
There's a lot of mischief. We always laughing.
Okay. All right. Anything you can talk about without incriminating yourself?
No.
You just have to come and check it out. See it for yourself.
Check it out. Follow us on Facebook because we're always posting little snippets of this stuff, and we might be putting together pretty sweet DVD for you guys in the coming years or so. You just have to pay attention.
It may be 45 minutes. It may be an hour. Maybe 5 years before we put it out.
You'll never know, but if you don't follow us, you'll never see it for sure.
And you're on all the social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
We like to say we're on Google. You just Google.
Dead Horse Trauma, one word. Any social media network would usually have that.
Perfect. DHTTour.com as well. We'll get back into this here just a little bit. Regional Rock Hour continues on 92.1 The Eagle. Ed, we're back!
Hi!
Now we're back!
Regional Rock Hour 92.1 The Eagle, brought to you by Patty's Pub. You just heard Dead Horse Trauma and Fugue State. They're still hanging out in the studio, getting ready for their show tonight in Algona. Doors open at 8 o'clock, I believe, for that, and it is extremely affordable. Now, you guys, it's the first stop on the Barrels of Laugh Tour. Just got back from Europe about a month ago. Now, first European tour, that's pretty big stuff. How different is it from the States, just being on the bus and going through place to place?
Oh, man. It was different kind of from the way we travel. You know, here we're pretty much grassroots. We have our own vehicle. You know, we tour everywhere. There, obviously, we can't drive our bus over there, so we were on a larger tour bus with three other bands. And that was interesting in itself, the dynamic of being with 20, 23, sometimes 24 people on the same bus.
Holy cow.
You know, it was pretty cool.
And it's big enough. You guys have, like, your sleeping bunks on there and everything, too?
There's a double-decker. On the bottom is, like, a common area. And then up top are the 24 bunks all through the vehicle.
Okay. Now, have you... Ectomorph, you toured with them in the States when they came over to the States, and then you went and toured with them. Who was the other band that you were with?
The Legion Ghost was the first part.
Chikora.
Okay.
Invisible Mirror came in two weeks after.
Awesome. So you guys got to make more friends there, I'm sure. No problems.
Yeah, they were awesome. If you get the chance, check out Legion Ghost or Chikora. They're both German bands. Amazing songs.
Good. All right.
Invisible Mirror, I think, is from Switzerland.
Okay.
Some of the guys are from California, though, too.
So. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. And then they're over there working, and...
Yeah, it's weird. One of the guys is a fill-in for the band that's opening up for us in Hollywood on this tour.
Oh, really?
And he didn't know that he was opening up for him until Eric asked him.
He
said,
it out loud.
Who is this band? And he said, "Oh, I play bass in that band." I'm like, really? Because you're opening for us in Hollywood. Yeah, Ricky.
He's like, what?
Ricky, now, if you're watching.
Yeah. Ricky, now.
Listening.
How different was the food? I mean, like, you get done with a show here, you're hungry. You might want to get some fast food or something.
Tuna boxes. Europe was awesome for food, but I'm not even going to lie. It was so much easier and more affordable to, like, eat healthy.
If you like to
give
be
options.
Healthy.
Yeah, Brian didn't like it because he's, like, looking for fried chicken the whole time.
Yeah, man.
Granted, there's a KFC pretty much everywhere.
I threw up the embassy.
American Embassy, McDonald's.
Yeah. So what I noticed, what I thought was cool, is there's a lot of mom-and-pop food shops. Like, here, you'll see a lot of franchises. You know, you can see, like, the same-name restaurant on every block. In Europe... the ones you kept seeing was American restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, KFC. Other than that, there were, you know, independent shops. That was the one place that they made that particular recipe of food. And it was cool. You had to go there to get that food. You couldn't go down the block and get the same thing.
Everything unique.
All fast food was, like, Middle Eastern. Like, any fast food Turkish place that was open late at night was Middle Eastern, Turkish, Greek. That was their jam, like, Euro meat and everything.
Duna boxes.
Half the time you didn't even know what you were eating. You just ate it and tried it. I gave it all good, you know, a good test on everything. I tried three or four bites to see if I liked it. Some of it was odd, some of it was good.
Some Texas in it.
Yeah, no more Texas in it.
We had some schnitzel.
Lots of schnitzel.
Yeah, we had schnitzel. Supposedly the world's best schnitzel in Austria, in Vienna.
That was pretty good.
Yep.
Awesome. Some haxa. It was like this giant ham hock thing. It was the size of my head.
Eric was many times in it.
Yep. We were way outclassed in most of these restaurants. We stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Nothing
was awesome. Allowed us for
behavior or...
Oh, yeah. They'd sit us like in the corner, in the basement. At that schnitzel house, they like put us in the basement like far away from everybody as they could. But yeah, it was cool.
Pretty smart.
The food was awesome. The drink was awesome.
Yeah, the drinks.
Oh, real Budweiser from Czech Republic?
From Budweiser, Czech.
They're pretty salty about that.
Pretty good.
Yeah. American Budweiser.
Yeah, we're excited like to be back, though. Like, the non-carbonated water.
Oh, yeah, carbonated water. Don't ever bring us that.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
It's horrible, man. Even the non-carbonated water had, like, minerals and stuff. It was kind of weird sometimes.
It's bitter, salty. It doesn't crave your thirst.
You couldn't just get normal.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but we didn't really speak German or Czech or whatever.
Half the time you couldn't read it. You couldn't understand what it was. You had to learn the words. Like, I learned this one word that meant non-carbonation, and I looked on every bottle, and half the time it changed from country to country.
Yeah, Eric and I would go to a grocery store, and we would spend a good 15 minutes trying to figure out which one's still, and then we would shake them and be like, all right, that looks good.
We got it.
We'd buy
it. Wrong, like 100% of the time. No!
Shaking waters. God, so it's terrible.
Seltzer water.
So hungover and so thirsty, and all there was on the bus was a seltzer water.
Hot.
And seltzer the Europeans water. Loved it. They love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't understand. We love this stuff. Like,
I actually almost bought the carbonated water at Walmart. Ooh. I like look grab. What am I doing? No. Spot.
Like,
it's not happening like here. That.
Their doors are backwards too. I ran into so many doors.
Yeah, that was
the push
weird.
Or pull is never marked.
The handle is always like this instead of, and it's in the U.S. backwards. I never really noticed it, but our handles are upright if it's a pull door. If it was a push, it's sideways or horizontal. Huh. So you'd try to open it, and it would just...
It was just every time you thought it was one way, it was never that way.
Yeah.
It was always the other way. Second try is always.
But in hindsight, these were our biggest problems in Europe, so it was an amazing tour.
Yeah.
Carbonated water and doors, that was our biggest obstacles.
Once you get through those doors, though.
Yeah, the shows were great once we got through the door.
And the languages. Languages were kind of hard to understand sometimes. Yeah. But we made the best of it, and we kicked it.
Hell yeah. They most of them spoke a lot of English, though, right? At least enough to where you can
get by.
They're
pretty good.
That's not true.
Their English is way better than our German, Czech, Polish.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very broken English they speak. Like, okay. They don't speak slang of any types. You know, if you speak
Brian
slang.
Slings all slang, you so start going all the time.
Texas jumble, like, they just
don't
staring at him.
Nothing hard at all.
It was awesome watching him struggle.
We had a great time.
He was convinced that his accent made him easier to understand than us. He was convinced, 100% whole tour. See, guys, I told y'all, man. He's like, they don't understand you, man. They listen to me. They don't understand
you,
man.
You guys were incredibly busy on this tour, though.
Yeah, it was 29 dates in 31 days.
Holy cow. Did you get a chance to see any of the sites?
Oh, yeah. We put in miles.
We put in, our shoes got to work out.
Yeah, what did we walk, like, in 1 week?
One week was 47 miles.
Minimum 10 miles a day. Most
of the time. We
had to get around.
Seeing everything.
Every day we promoted ourselves, too, so it wasn't just a vacation.
4,700 CDs.
Wow.
We're busy meeting people.
4,700 CDs.
Shaking hands, meeting new people, handing them CDs, and getting
every day.
It made for crazy adventures, too, like hopping on a subway where you can't read a word of what's on there.
Can we tell that story?
What? Like,
I got left at the subway.
Jason got left at the subway
station.
Stay
tuned.
How'd you get left at a subway station?
You go ahead.
it's reasonable. I was taking a video of the subway as it was going by, being a tourist as usual, and I turn around and the whole group's gone, and I look and they're inside the subway, and I run over the thing as the doors are closing, because the doors, you only give you like 5 to 10 seconds.
There's a big alarm that's going, the red light, and he
missed it. It was a minute, and then I just waited there.
I turn around to a knock on the glass door, like, I look down, Jason's just wide-eyed, staring at me, waving. Bye!
Second day in Germany, lost.
So we're gone for about 3 hours, we get back to the bus, we're looking for him, thinking he's in his bunk.
Everybody's somebody like, said, oh, he's in his bucket's shit.
Yeah, so we're hanging out for a good 10 minutes until we realize he's not here. Like, have you guys seen Jason? No, we thought he was with you. So we all just look at each other and have this, like, oh, crap moment. Like, went back to the subway. Sure enough, he's standing right where we left him. Like a lost child.
Yep.
Yeah. It was smart. Don't talk to strangers.
That's what your mom teaches you. If you get lost someplace, you stay in the same spot.
You know, yeah. And look what happened. They came back and got you. So that was obviously the right move. Yeah.
I did not get kidnapped in Germany.
It's the first thing you said. You're just like, I was next to a pile of poop the whole time. And no one talked to me.
That was a fun game.
That was the loneliest day of my life. That's what you said.
It was the loneliest day of my life. It was the loneliest 3 hours.
You don't even understand what passerbyers are saying.
Nope.
You're totally isolated.
I'm totally isolated.
Yeah, you don't understand anything.
Eric lost his passport.
You lost your passport.
Twice. Well, he spent some time there in Europe.
He became a citizen of Prague, Czech Republic, for a little while.
Our bus was getting repaired, and we were all about to take off to go over the Switzerland border, and we did a passport check, and Eric had to run back into the repaired bus to get his passport.
The first time.
We had to talk about it. Yeah. It was good.
We even took it from him and held it for a couple days.
No, it was Jason, because he left his Düsseldorf.
Jason lost his the first day.
Yes.
We were just planning on not coming back. It was a good time.
I had mine the whole time. I don't know about
it. I don't think I lost mine once.
All this will be in that aforementioned DVD.
Yep.
Okay, awesome.
We got a lot of stories for
you. A lot of documenting it. Went around, and awesome. You guys already have a discogumentary?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that includes, what all does that entail?
It's all of our albums. Six of them are
a couple B-sides.
Yeah, B-sides, like a song we did on the radio.
The documentary of The Making of Life, and a few of the music videos too, right?
Our jingle for Bill's White Wall.
Yeah, that video.
Jingle for Bill's White Wall?
Yeah, if you haven't checked that out.
Look it up on YouTube. It says Bill's White Wall.
Shot a video.
Dead Horse Trauma tire commercial.
Awesome.
It was an excuse to have a good time.
Yeah.
And you'll see in the video.
It's hot chicks, power tools, and cars.
And tires.
They do a trade out with you, all the miles that you guys put on Baby Ruth and all the other vehicles?
Oh, they've helped us out for a while with the repairs and finding us stuff for Baby Ruth. And plus, they were... They had a radio, some radio ads they ran for us and stuff like that to help us out with local shows there in Des Moines, too.
Oh, awesome.
They were pretty awesome with us.
Yeah. Cool. Super sweet. Super sweet. Yeah, and your album Life, out now, on sale. Came out a little over a year ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got to release the European version thanks to our friends at The Revival, The Revival Media Group. They helped us get a European version, so that technically came out February.
What's the difference between this one and the European version?
It's the packaging.
Subtle packaging differences, yeah. Okay. We'll have those out on this tour, too. So I guess if you're a collector and you want the Euro edition, we got it.
Awesome.
Limited to 300 copies, so
okay. Get them. Wow, 300 copies? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What else you got for merch on this tour?
Some t-shirts. We got some poster sets. Patches should be in pretty soon. They somehow haven't gotten here yet.
Patches, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And can we order this stuff, say you don't have it in yet?
We do pre-orders for some of our items that we're going to sell. We're going to have a couple pre-orders going for, I think, leggings and some things like that.
Bigger than patches.
Pretty
big enough for an envelope. So if you hit us up on Messenger and you want a patch, something like that,
we can
mail it pretty much free.
I got a jacket I think it's going to need a DHT patch, so I'll definitely hit you up on that. So what's, you guys have been writing new stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
When you're writing, like say you're out on tour, it sounds like Europe, you probably didn't get much in, but when you go out now, do you like just, do you jamming in the meantime or trying to figure out new stuff, or do you just wait till you get off tour to do that?
This tour will be more hyper focused on it, as we're looking to go into the studio soon. There's a few songs that were, you know, we can all play and we'll probably do for sound checks and stuff to like fine tune some things in a live setting. And
okay.
Yeah, we're just kind of tightening up all the loose ends before we go in and record it.
Okay. So is it possible that we're going to hear a new song during your set, or is it sound
check? It's very possible. I don't know. Anything's possible.
If you don't come to the show, you're not going to hear it. So there's that.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
That's the only way. 100%.
You never know what's going to happen.
Tonight in Algona, doors open at 8 o'clock. I think it's only like $10. Either way, very affordable. Come check out DHT. We're back with more after this. The Regional Rock Hour, 92.1 The Eagle. Patty's Pub presents the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1 The Eagle. Mason here, still in the studio with Dead Horse Trauma. We just heard The Family off their latest album, Life, that is available now. Check out DHTTour.com. Better yet, go get yourself a copy in person tonight in Algona.
It's a great idea.
Algona.
Absolutely.
Why didn't we think
Absolutely.
Of that?
8 o'clock, that show starts. But then tomorrow night, you've got a little fiesta going on, right?
Oh, yeah. It's our
tacos.
Cinco de Mayo Taco Spectacular. Go sick.
You're Ecuadorian.
I wish you could see this fool's brown skin and hear him say mayo.
Your mom would be very disappointed.
He likes mayonnaise.
He likes mayonnaise.
But yeah, we're having a taco fiesta for the VIP party. Can you still get those VIP tickets?
Yeah, up until
still
like
available.
4 o'clock tomorrow.
And that's at dhttour.com/VIP.
Or if you're on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, they can find a link there easily. You guys have a very good web presence. I will give you that. I think you guys are doing a great job with that. And new tunes coming out, you know, later down the line. Awesome, but Life so far has just been absolutely spectacular. Back to the VIPs, $30. $30, I believe, is all.
Yeah, get your ticket. That's separate from the ticket. DHTTour.com has all the VIP purchase. You can just hit one button, and they'll take you right to it.
Hell yeah. And that includes, you get some merch with that, too, don't you? You get a...
It's different in every place. You at least get, you know, a custom poster and a laminate, a tour laminate, things like that.
Tacos.
Sometimes it's early entry, sometimes it's an after party. It all just depends on what the date is.
Yeah, usually we plot something. Either you're hanging out with us in the green room or our bus or...
It goes by the situation, by the day, by the hour. You never know. We could have something really crazy. You know, we might be like near Disneyland or something and have an experience. You never know.
Hell yeah, why not?
You sure.
VIP
roll
Hollywood.
All the punches.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be in Hollywood, Washington. We never know what we're going
to
do.
You can go down to the Chinese Man Theater and... You know, see where
you watch a movie.
See where they busted out Bill Cosby's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh,
maybe.
Did they?
I don't know. I just assume.
Or we might go have Chinese food with them at a restaurant. You know?
There you go.
Either one.
Hell yeah! Tonight, are you doing the VIP tonight or?
Yeah, we have one. I think it starts right at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we better get you guys out of here quick. Tomorrow night as well in Des Moines. That's another kind of listening area for us. I know I will definitely be there. We're gonna throw down.
You guys
are gonna throw down. I'm probably gonna throw up.
You and Jason. That alley was like right over.
Yeah, yonder. Yeah. You guys, you've seen me party. I'm sure. Yeah.
That was awesome.
We're seasoned partiers now.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Be ready.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seasoned.
Worldwide. Congrats, guys, on the European tour. It's just super cool that you guys were able to get out there and do it. And from what I'm reading online, it looks like everybody wants you to come back. So
yeah, we're glad to be back.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll happen. Barrel of Laugh
Tour.
Barrels of Laugh Tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
See what we did there?
Get it?
Just say Laugh Tour.
Very punny. Laugh Tour.
Very punny.
There you go. Hell yeah. Tonight now going to check them out. DHT, thank you very much for coming in, hanging out, guys.
Thank you for having us.
You got it.
Eagle!
The Eagle!
Eagle!
Eagle!